And I pray that I'd speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a theme of choices which runs through our readings, wisdom, and the book of Proverbs, and there's some notes, talks about the choices, about making wise choices or not so wise choices, but choices to be made, and we choose as we are. And in Ephesians, Paul talks to the hearers there about choose the good way of living. Don't choose the ways of the world, but choose the ways of Christ. And that's a theme which Jesus picks up, or is picked up in the Gospel by John, that sense of there are some choices to be made, and they're fairly fundamental choices that are presented to us, and those choices that we have to make as individuals on a day-by-day basis. There's a 1999 film called The Matrix, where the hero, it's a science fiction film, and it's about people who are living in a computer-generated world. And the hero, Neo, at some stage early on, is offered two pills to take. And he can take a blue pill, which will return him back to the illusionary world from where he's come, and he'll be none the wiser. Or he can take the red pill, which will set him on the path of truth and understanding what's going on. And as you might expect, he takes the red pill, and the rest, as they say, is two sequels, neither of which I think were as good as the first one. But he takes a red pill, and there is no going back. You know, you take a pill and that's it. You can't decide again. But there is that sense in the gospel reading of that blue pill, red pill moment of it's a decision and a choice that has to be made, and there is no going back. And if you think of John chapter 6, which we've had some readings from over the past few weeks, there's been an awful lot of dialogue about Jesus being the bread of life. And lots of different passages and questions. And it's a bit like the exchange that Jesus has with Nicodemus, where it seems to be going backwards and forwards. You know, you must be born again. How can I be born again? Well, you know, how can I? And it's a bit like that. It's progressive conversation. If you remember, Jesus has fed the 5,000 with some bread, and then he's walked across the water, and the followers have caught up with him, and they've asked for a sign, and he said, "You shouldn't follow me just because I feed you. You follow me because of who I am." And they say, "Well, show us a sign." They've obviously forgotten the feeding of the 5,000, and say, "Now show us a sign." And by the way, Moses was pretty good at this stuff. He got bread from heaven. And Jesus says, actually, it wasn't Moses that got the bread from heaven. It was my Father who provided the bread from heaven. It was bread from heaven. And I am that bread. I am that bread from heaven. And there's some discussion about, well, what does that mean? And then today, Jesus really brings that to a head because he talks about he is sent from heaven, he is the bread of heaven. And then he changes gear slightly and he says to them, "You must eat of my flesh and you must drink of my blood." Now, the hearers were all very familiar with the Jewish dietary laws. And remember, right now, Jesus is speaking in the synagogue at Capernaum, so it's likely that there were quite a few Jews there. And they were all very familiar with the Jewish dietary laws, so which prescribed what meat you could eat, and said very clearly you shouldn't eat meat with blood in it. So when Jesus, is talking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, it's something that is completely confusing for the hearers. It's in a sense abhorrent to what they're used to, difficult for them to understand, not just because of what is said, but because of what it implies for, well, what have we been doing over these past years if we've been following these Jewish dietary laws? And we know that which flesh we have, we can eat. We know that we shouldn't be drinking the blood of animals. But it's precisely that point that Jesus is tapping into. It's their understanding of the Jewish dietary laws that he's speaking to. Because unlike most of the other, if not all of the other Jewish dietary laws, the one about drinking blood, there's actually a rationale given in the Bible, in the Torah, as to why blood should not be drunk. And it says that that blood should not be drunk because there is the very sense that there is the soul and the spirit, the very body and embodiment of the animal in its blood. And therefore, by drinking the blood of the animal, you're taking in that spirit of the animal into yourselves. But that's exactly the point that Jesus makes. What he's saying is, I'm not just providing sustenance, bread for the journey. I'm not just providing sustenance for the existing life, for the way that life is, that you can live it a bit differently. What Jesus is saying is, I'm not providing sustenance for life. I am life itself. I'm not just the sustenance. I am life itself. And therefore, when you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you take that soul of me into yourselves. It isn't about sustaining the old. It's about something that is completely new. And we know that that's part of what the theme that John has for his gospel, about taking the old and transforming it into something that is completely new. And for the hearers, that would have been an alien concept, that as they eat and drink of the flesh and blood of Christ, so they become new. And John makes that very clear, because he says, those people that eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, I live in them and they live in me. So he's making it very explicit. He's resonating with the very fact that you shouldn't drink the blood of animals, because that is the soul and the very being of that of the animal coming into you. He's saying that's exactly the model and the way that it is, that as I come into you, I live in you and you live in me. These are lives transformed, not just a little bit changed. It's not living in that illusionary world from which we came. It is something that is completely new. It's a red pill, blue pill moment. The blue pill says it's just sustenance for the life in which we lead. The red pill says this is completely different. And as Christians today, we are called to live out that life of having Jesus within us. He is in us as we are in him. It's not the pick and mix. It's not intellectual tourism that we follow Christ. It's about being pilgrims. It's not about being observers and spectators. It's about being participants in his new life, and letting that new life flow within us as we eat and drink of his flesh, his body, and his blood. And as we come to communion, That's what we are reminded of as we take the bread and take the wine. It is a reminder of that new life within us, which we don't always reflect, which sometimes we get wrong, which sometimes we consciously do things that we know we shouldn't really do, but it's just expedient and simple. And sometimes it's because we are on a pilgrimage. We have the body and blood of Christ within us, but the full truth is yet to be revealed to us. And so it's not surprising that sometimes we get things a bit wrong. But that doesn't change the very fact that we have the Spirit of Christ living within us. And that's what we remind ourselves of as we take of the bread and the wine, so that we can take that Spirit out with us as we leave and expose the world to it, so that they too can understand the offer and the invitation that Christ gives, so that they too can be transformed and know for themselves that relationship with God which Christ brings for us through his sacrifice on the cross. Amen.